Hey, what's up, everyone? Thank you for tuning in to SS Motions, the podcast, a newly modern podcast primarily focused on understanding and bettering yourself. I am your host, Tanaya P, and as always, the question of the day is, are you floating or are you steering today? First and foremost, it is Tuesday, so it's not even Monday. This episode was released a day late, but it's better. Better late than never, but never late is definitely better. As previously stated in the last episode, we are going to talk about listening, just giving advice and momhood. So as far as listening, it's this poem called Listen to Me. And it says, when I ask you to listen to me and you start giving me advice, you have not done what I ask. When I asked you to listen to me and you begin to tell me why I shouldn't feel that way, you are trampling on my feelings. When I asked you to listen to me and you feel you have to do something to solve my problem, you have failed me, strange as that may seem. Listen, all that I ask is that you listen, not talk or do, just hear me. When you do something for me that I can and need to do for myself, you contribute to my fear and inadequacy. But when you accept as a simple fact that I do what I feel, no matter how irrational, then I can quit trying to convince you and get about this business of understanding what's behind these feelings. So please listen and just hear me. And if you want to talk, wait a minute for your turn and I'll listen to you. Now, this author is unknown, but I feel as though this poem spoke volume to myself, because as a psych major, I feel like I'm always trying to give out answers, but it's like I'm listening, but I'm not listening, because I'm listening to give you advice, but I'm not listening to listen, to just listen for a second, to just hear you out. Sometimes when people vent, they don't need you to say anything back. They don't need you to try and have an answer to their problems, because like I have learned, even when they are venting to you, sometimes they don't tell you the whole story. So you just don't know all of the background to it. You just have to listen to what is being said. And then sometimes you have to take a second to see if the person who is venting to you, sometimes they will tend to answer their own problems or answer their own questions that they have concerns about after they sit there and they express it, because now they hear their thoughts out loud and it's just like, okay, I think I can answer this myself. I don't even know why I said anything, because I know what I have to do. So that just goes into the title of today's episode, because it's called Lean On Me. And this is a you to you type of thing. Like, this is, you need to lean on yourself. You have to be your first person to lean on, so that you won't get disappointed when you do go out and you do ask somebody else for advice, or you do vent to somebody else and then they just piss you off. But sometimes you have to just lean on yourself first. So that psych major, I'm not going to say it has anything to do with anything, because I honestly feel like I've just always been this type of person that just want to help people. And sometimes I help people so much that I lose focus on my own self. So we can sit here and we can give advice, but sometimes you have to work on yourself and not work on other people. Every statement really doesn't need feedback. Every question, sometimes a question doesn't even need an answer. Sometimes it just needs to be a lingering question. And I learned that it's not my job to fix everything, but instead of trying to fix someone else, it would be better for me to sit here and try to fix myself. Like, I don't think anyone ever thinks about that. Like, you can't fix someone else if yourself is not fixed. And you can't try to sit here and avoid your own issues by sitting there trying to help someone else figure out theirs. Another thing with this podcast, well, this episode and the guest that I'm going to have speaking, is my cousin, Shay. She was born, I'm telling her business, but she was born in Baltimore, but she was raised in Philly. We were separated at a very young age. So then when we came back together, we were like 22. or was it, what were we, I think we were like 22. I don't even think it was that. Oh, wait a minute. I'm not sure. But we was in our 20s, I believe. We may have been 19. I wasn't dry. It don't even matter, but we was grown. Like, we were grown, and it's different from you, it's different from you having a relationship with somebody when you're a child, and then you having a relationship with somebody when you're older. Like, the grown versions of yourself sometimes can tend to crash and collide, but I feel like it was just a blessing in disguise how we got back together, because we actually helped build one another. Excuse me. And sometimes it's portrayed that, well, for myself, I can portray myself as not having a flaw or not being problematic because I don't express that with other people. But you have to definitely appreciate your people, show your people appreciation, and also make them feel comfortable around you to not only tell you certain things, but some people you want them to be able to tell you everything. You don't want them to make you feel like make it seem like you are judging them, or make it seem like they can't tell you something because they know how you're going to react, or whatever the case is. So you want to be firm with your people, but you don't want to be too firm ways, though. It's coming off as very offensive, very aggressive. So I feel like me and my cousin's relationship was a stepping stone for leaning on yourself. Like, my cousin, she has been through a lot. She has overcome a lot and is still going through things. So this right here is her journey to begin to lean on herself. And because that's already what I did. Like, I'm still learning, but you don't only have to lean on yourself. Like, sometimes, not sometimes, but kind of all the time, you need somebody. Like, even if it's your significant other, like, you need somebody else to also be there outside of yourself, just so you can get out of your own head. And we actually had a conversation about that earlier, well, last week, when it's okay to have someone else be there in your corner. Like, everybody don't have to know your business, but it is okay for somebody to be there for you. And I don't think I've ever, well, I have said this, but my cousin has taught me so much about myself and so much about just relationships, period, because I may make it seem, or have it seem, as if I have my shit together, but she has really shown me how to open up. She has shown me how to be a stronger person. She has shown me how to not be judgmental, or not even that it was judgmental, but just know that everybody is different. Everybody handle things differently. Everybody talk differently. Everybody is growing differently. Like, this is one person that bought out me being me. I had to stop being so, I don't want to say selfish, but it was kind of selfish, because I'm always there when she always will tell me things, but sometimes I don't always tell her things because I keep things bottled in. So sometimes it's okay to sit there and talk about things with somebody, because that's what family is for. That's what friends are for, but we are family. So that's what family is for. My cousin has made me realize a lot of things. I've eased up a lot on myself just by me and my cousin's relationship consistently growing. And she is a mom to Sora, but I'm gonna let the Shay talk now so that she can tell y'all a little bit about herself, and just about how you really have to learn how to lean on yourself. Because at the end of the day, you have you first, and then you have your other folks. But this is the Shay. Well, this is SB, excuse me.
Yeah,
So,
so I'm
if you
here
want to
telling the
just,
government.
right, I'm sorry, my bad. But if you just want to talk about a little bit about yourself, your background, being a mom, entrepreneurship, things of that nature. Yeah.
Okay. Well, hello, everyone. I'm gonna just try to talk like I'm in a conversation. That's my best way of doing it without, you know, being nervous or anything.
You got this. You got this.
My daughter, Sora, she is 2. Recently turned 2, so this is a whole new ball game of it. But I can honestly say being a mother, it's one of the most craziest jobs ever, but it's like one of the best jobs at the same time, because it pushes you to become a better person in every aspect, not just for you, but for someone else, because it's not just about you anymore. And that's what I'm learning more and more on this journey. It is overwhelming at times because, I mean, as you know, well, I'm about to just put it all out here. I'm a single mom. My husband passed away at 3 months. So it's overwhelming at times because I am the primary parent. Yes, I do have help, but all my single mommies know what it means to be the primary parent, single mom in it. Today, my daughter, she home working with mommy. She was, she had a little fever, but she's okay now. But it's just one of them jobs that you, like, it doesn't stop. It doesn't stop. Even if you're feeling happy, sad, up, down, feel like shutting the world out, that's the one person you can't. And that's the one person that's going to love you for, like, unconditionally on your bad days. That's going to hug you. You might sit there and wonder, like, why is she on me today? I don't feel like being bothered. But she on you because she know you need that love. And that's what I'm learning more and more. Like, I look at her and be like, that's my little best friend. Like, that's my little best friend. I don't need nobody but her. I don't get me wrong. I love everybody around me. But sometimes I really sit there and think that. For me, that's progression. Because when everything happened, I felt like I needed everyone around me. And, like, I don't know, it's just progression. But I wouldn't trade being a mom for nothing else. She pushed me hard. Part of the reason I'm such a successful, like, business or entrepreneur is because of her. After everything happened, I was still working. I was still doing security Monday through Friday, but the shift was 4 to 12. I hated it because I felt like as soon as we woke up, I had a certain amount of time with her, and then I had to have to go to work, go make the money. And then by the time I got off of work, I was doing 4 to 12. So by the time I got off to work, she was asleep. And again, once we woke up, only had a certain amount of time. Then I went through a bunch of babysitting problems. So I quit, not even knowing what would happen. I just started my graphic business April of that year. Actually, I quit my job July 2020. So it's been a year. And I started my graphics April 2020. So it's been a year for that as well. And I don't know, it's just like, I don't feel like I can't. Like, I might get discouraged at times, but I never feel like I can't, because it's not an option for her. Like, it's not an option for her. But I don't know. My advice to moms is don't be too hard on yourself, because it's so many times I'll get discouraged, I'll get worried, because you just want the best for your child. You just want the best for both of y'all. So that's pretty much where I'm at right now. I'm just trying to perfect our future, be the best person I can be for her. But you gotta, like, just enjoy that time, because don't nobody love you like your child.
Right.
And you, that's really all you need.
Do you feel as though you lost yourself trying to live for her? Or could you actually just touch up on the subject of still the importance of a mom still being herself, still having a life for herself outside of her children or her child?
Yeah, no, that I can say that's a tricky one, because it's going to feel like you don't have no life. You do lose yourself. That's not a question at all. I also do deal with, like, the postpartum, and people think it's just right after you had a baby. No, it comes because at the end of the day, your life, I'm not going to say completely stops, but it comes to a pause for a little bit, because now your priority is to make sure this little one is nurtured. She getting everything she needs so she could be healthy. She could be good. So you do gotta, like you do lose yourself. I'm not gonna say you have to. See? You do lose yourself. And at times I sit there and I think about that, like, why is it that we sit there, mwah, mwah, love you. Why is it that we sit there and think, like, oh, well, my daughter not here, so let me, what, taking the nap, that's normal. Let me clean the house, that's normal. Like, no. We should be able to be like, oh, go get some brunch or go out to eat. But it's like, once you become a mother, the easy, like, even taking a shower, those simple things is like a luxury because now you get to do it by yourself. Like, for example, I don't know what it was. I think we might have both needed something. But it was more so a want for me. Like, it was a necessity, but it was a want for me. But for her, it's always a necessity. And it can, we both females, so, you know, even though I'm a mom, I'm still human. So we'll get like, dang, like, you really got to make sacrifices with this. Mm-hmm. And I can just say, just take some time out for you. Like, my daughter, she went to daycare. It was a time I wouldn't even thought about it because of the crazy world. But sometimes I'm not even working. I just take the day to do what I want to do. Blast some music, light some candles, sing some songs. Cook myself something to eat, just a break, because this job is nonstop.
And don't feel bad about it, even if you do send her to daycare and you're not doing nothing.
And I fight with that as well. Like, even when, like, my husband's mom, she's very involved. She loves her grandma. So even when she, like, spends times with her, and the most she might ever stay with her is, like, 2 weeks, I feel like, dang, like, am I less of a mom because I need a break? Like, or should I just be like sucking it out? It's so many different questions. And I got my times where I come in here. I'm like, damn, I'm by myself. I miss my baby. Like, it's, I don't know, it's crazy.
And people are so, what is the word? People are so, I can't even explain it, but people are so hooked on a mother having to struggle or always have her kids or something like that, that they look at it like, damn, you ain't had your child for 2 weeks. Like, no, it's damn, you got the support that you can have somebody have your child for 2 weeks. Like, it really takes a village. So people just be so hooked on a mom having to struggle or just be always worked up with her kids. Like, why can't the mom not have a baby for 2 weeks?
Exactly. Like, it's normal. It's normal. Me and my friend actually talked about this yesterday, because it's like, why is it that it's a necessity for mothers? It almost feels like, but it's an option for fathers.
Exactly.
But then we're the most talked about. Like you said, they see us going out. Oh, she don't got her kids.
Right.
Oh, she ain't doing that. Oh, her hair done. Da, 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 da. Right. Oh, she's spending money on this and that. But you don't know what we putting in blood, sweat, and tears, literally. Right. Literally, like, for example, a couple weeks ago, my daughter had an asthma attack. My business, everything ceased. Right. I had customers blowing me up. I had other people blowing me up. But everything stops, and people don't realize that. People do not realize that, but they talk. I always wonder, why do y'all talk so bad about the women? These women that at one point you loved them. At one point, you were so happy to make them a mom, and then now it's the opposite because stuff ain't work out. Whole time, she's still raising your kids. She's still doing a hell of a job.
Right.
But it's, I don't know, it's somebody else's generation. That's what I always say. I'm just here. This generation crazy.
Because I don't know who this belongs to, because these folks crazy. But y'all, I'm going to also upload... Well, not upload, but put it in the caption. Shay's business. She has a graphic designing business, and she also is a photographer. That will be primarily, well, for now, we ain't doing travel photography yet. But it's coming. It's coming.
And I got the lashes my mom used to.
Yes, and her lashes. Stop playing with that girl. Listen, it's so many. I'm forgetting at this point. I'm gonna put it all in the caption though, all in the bio. The last thing that I pretty much wanted to touch on was the whole just grieving. Mm-hmm. And any message that you have to anyone about your personal grieving process that you feel like a mother effer should just know, or just another woman who has lost someone, what do you have to say about that?
And this is coming from the heart, because again, it's only been like, it's coming up on 2 years, slowly but surely, but it's, give yourself time. Give yourself time. Time. It's no limit on it. Fuck what everybody else saying. I'm sorry. Even that's what the curse when I'm not here. I stand heartily. okay. Ask what everybody around you is saying, because no one is feeling how you're feeling.
Yeah.
No one is going through what you're going through. It's a process, because at the end of the day, you still got to get up. You still got to do for you. And if y'all got a child, you still got to do for that child. So you got to do whatever it takes, respectfully, to heal yourself. I did therapy after a while. It took me some time. My sister, she kept suggesting therapy for me, but I just wasn't ready. It helped. I'm not in therapy right now. I do consider going back, but I'm trying to become more dependent on myself,
right,
and people around me, because I did come to a point where I felt disappointed over the littlest things, just because of, like, I don't know, the hurt I was feeling, the hurt started to turn to anger. And, you know, and you don't want it to be like that. Like, you don't want it to be bitter. You want to be the best person you can be. I started writing stuff down. Like, as soon as I get the urge to talk to someone or cry, I just write down in my notes.
Right.
Exactly. Even if it's just a shamble, even if it's a bunch of words, I just write it down and I feel relief afterwards.
Right.
It's a process. I visit his grave site too. Everybody got their own opinion on that or how their feelings. Mm-hmm. But to me, normal to me, like, it's like, you know, it's like going to go get my nails done,
right?
I'm more than I go get my nails done, so it's a part of my process, I feel like. And just, I don't know, you gotta remember that that person loves you, they watching over you, and they wouldn't want you to be down here miserable. Like, my husband would not want me down here moping and miserable. He left me a blessing, so you just gotta be strong. It's not easy. I don't want you to ever think it's gonna be easy. It may get easier to deal with in time, but you won't ever forget. You always gonna have that pain there, but you just gotta push through. And one day you will be okay.
And another thing I wanted to comment on, don't let social media social media have an impact on your grieving process or when you are supposed to get over somebody. Like, people always have something to say when they are not in the situation themselves. Like, people always can say what they would do, but you're not in that situation. So don't let the commentators, don't let anybody... The what ifs, like, don't let none of that determine how you feel, like, at what point you're going to move on. Or if you want to continuously post somebody, you have to do what you have to do. Don't let people on social media determine that either, because I've seen it a lot, like, even down to famous people. Like, people was, I forgot who had got a boyfriend after somebody had passed away a couple years ago, but some comments was like, did y'all really think that they was just supposed to sit there and grieve for years and years and years and years? Like, y'all don't think that it's not fair that people will really make it seem like you can't move on and be happy with your life. Like, you have to just always just sit there and talk about that person that died. Like, granted, yes, they passed away, I grieved over it, but I do have my own life to live outside of that. And don't let nobody make you feel bad about moving on, moving forward. Because people are weird.
I can agree to that, because at times I do feel like I'm under a spotlight. And it's not even that, like, I'll post him sometimes. I'll post him on social media, but it's not even like I'll post, like, anything I post on social media is for it to be seen.
Right.
But people miss this stuff so much, and it's like you don't even know the half of, like, what's really going on. And most of the people that's nosy wouldn't even do anything for you, not even saying financially, won't even, are you okay?
Right.
Shoot a text, a phone call, any of that. Like, so I definitely say do what makes you happy, because it's you. I was at that point feeling like, okay, I just did. It's not even that I cared what people thought. I didn't want to deal with it.
Right.
And that's the whole thing. Like, people, like, even if you try your best to stay away from stuff still finds you. Like, and I value my privacy very much, because you got to keep, like, stuff that you love sacred to you. So I hate feeling like I'm under a spotlight.
Right.
I really do. I hate feeling like that, because people, like, the type of questions people have for me, I be thinking, like, what gives you the right to even
want
to know? Like, what is that doing for you? How is that helping me? And then your curiosity, you so curious that you willing to ask me something, not knowing how strong my mental is, not knowing what it'll send me. I can go home and be in the crazy depression.
Right.
want to kill myself. You see, you never know what the next person is going to do just because you carry on. Curiosity killed the kid.
Yes, mind it your business
and just pray for the next person.
Right.
If you really can't help, just pray and move along because you can't always help somebody as much as you want to.
Right.
Like you said here, sometimes you do got to just listen because anybody around me that I ever reached out to, I know dang well you're not going to know how I'm feeling. I wouldn't want you to. I wouldn't wish this on my worst enemy. But the love and support is all people need. And just to know that you're there, to know that you care. Because it gets lonely. It gets dark.
Right. That's it right there. It gets dark. Like, it gets dark. You really have to find your own light. And it's not no process in finding that. I mean, it's not a time limit on the process of finding your own light, but like the name of the episode, you really got to lean on yourself and be your biggest clutch, whatever you want to call it. Like, you have to be the biggest support system for yourself because everybody around you is not going to satisfy you in the support that you're looking for. So sometimes we just got to find that support within ourselves. And then for the people who have people coming to them so that they can listen, like, y'all just got to listen sometimes. Me, myself, this was my big, like, my greatest. My cousin was my greatest, the greatest challenge as far as listening. Like, you really do have to listen, and sometimes you always cannot. You don't know everything. Like, you just don't know. It's going to be trials and tribulations, but you just got to stick it out. You just got to listen. Listen carefully. Don't assume things when people say stuff. Like, you just have to listen. And listen. That's really all it is. That's all I can say, really. You just really have to listen to what's going on. But that wraps up today's episode. I want to thank my cousin for being my first guest on my podcast today. You're welcome. Week we will be back on Monday for real next week. Like, we're really gonna be back next week. So you gonna say bye, Sora?
Say bye to the people.
Bye.
Oh, that's see you guys next Monday, and thank you for listening.